Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest parents and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we'll be doing a story related to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the slave of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that he once was with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his usual rounds towards Harra, which was an area just outside Medina. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his time as Khalifa, one of his routines were that in the evening he would go round Medina, he would go round the streets of Medina, the whole area he would cover, and he would check and make sure everyone was safe, there were no one's needs that had not been fulfilled or neglected. And in his route, there was a place outside Medina, just on the outskirts, known as Harra. And there, on this particular evening, he visited there, and Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the incident of what happens next. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached Harra, he saw a fire in the distance. He said, "Perhaps there is a caravan that could not enter the town when night fell. Let us see to them and arrange for their safety for the night." When he reached there, he found a woman and her children. The children were crying and screaming, while the woman had a pan over the fire. All that was in the pan was some water. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu greeted her with salam and approached her after first securing her permission. The conversation began and the following conversation took place. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Why are these children crying?" The woman replied, "They are very hungry." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that, "What is in the pan?" The woman said, "Just some water, just so the children can fall asleep in hope that food is being prepared for them. Oh, Allah will judge between Umar and myself on the day of Qiyamah for neglecting me in my need." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry, and while replying he said, "May Allah have mercy on you. How can Umar know of your need?" The woman said, "When he is our leader, he should keep himself informed about us." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu quickly returned to the town and immediately proceeded to the state treasury, the Baytul Mal, to fill a sack with flour, dates, fat and clothing, and also some dirhams. When the sack was filled, he instructed Hazrat Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu to load this sack onto his back, meaning onto the back of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now before we continue, let us first understand what has happened, that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his night check around Medina, he visits a place known as Harra. And in Harra, there was a fire that had been lit at a distance. So he went there to find out what is happening. He saw that there was a woman with some children who were crying a lot. And the woman had a pan which was over a fire, and the pan just had water inside it. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked that, "Why are the children crying?" So the woman said, "Because they are hungry, they have not eaten, and they are crying out of hunger." So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "What is inside the pan? What is this water?" So she said that, "Because I have nothing to cook for them and nothing to feed them, I have placed some water inside this pan, and I am boiling this water so that the children can feel that our mother is cooking food for us, and very soon food will be prepared. And I am hoping that they will continue playing in this way and waiting for the food. And while waiting for food, they will fall asleep. And then I will not need to worry about feeding them tonight." And after saying this, she said some words regarding Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and she said that Umar radiallahu ta'ala needs to be very careful because he is not being looking after me, and on the day of Qiyamah I will go and search for him and I will ask for my rights. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala posed a very simple question, that how can Umar help you when he does not even know that you have a need? Now this woman did not know that she was talking to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So she said that if he is our Amir and he is our leader, then it is his duty to keep a check on us and to keep to find out what the people need. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu quickly returned back to Medina, and he began to load various food items, which included flour, fat which would be used to cook, like oil, dates and clothing, and he put some dirham. Now his slave was with him, so usually the slave would carry the burden. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the slave that place this sack of food onto my back. The slave said, "No, Amirul Mu'mineen, let me carry this sack." However, despite his insistence, Umar radiallahu ta'ala refused to allow him to carry the sack and remarked, "Will you carry my burden on the day of Qiyamah? I must carry this bag because I shall be questioned about this woman." Aslam radiallahu ta'ala then lifted the bag onto Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's back, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala carried it very quickly to the woman, to the woman's tent, with Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu close by him. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself placed some flour, fat and dates inside the pan, stirred the mixture and blew into the fire to stoke it. Hazrat Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I could see the smoke passing through the thick beard of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the food was ready, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself served it to the family. When they had eaten to their fill, the children were overjoyed and began to play. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then handed over what was left for them to eat later. The woman felt very grateful and said, "May Allah reward you. You deserve to be the Khalifa in place of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that when you go to see the Khalifa, you will find me there. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then left the camp and sat at a place nearby to watch the children. On his way back, he said to Aslam radiallahu anhu that I sat there because I had first seen those children crying and weeping, and now when I saw that they were happy, I like to see them laughing. So this was the incident or story from the life of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And some very basic lessons we learn from here is that when we are given a responsibility, then we are questionable on the day of Qiyamah for each and every person whom we are given responsibility over. So, number one, it is nothing to be proud over to have responsibilities. The teachers have a responsibility over students, parents have responsibility over their children, older siblings have responsibility over younger siblings, like that the head, the management, they have responsibility over the working staff. And in every area in a government, the Prime Minister has responsibility over the whole of the country. So the higher up you are, the more bigger your responsibility is. And the more chance there are that on the day of Qiyamah, you will be questioned for each and every person who is under you. And the second thing is that without the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can never truly fulfill this great responsibility. He will always fail, he will always slip up. So it is very important to always have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart and mind. And the third thing is that when someone shows us a mistake of ours, then we should not fight and argue. What we should do is we should immediately look to ourselves and find a way to rectify that mistake. The way Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he found out that there was a woman within his city or within his kingdom that was upset and that was willing to take him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court, and he did not feel happy over it. He did not argue with her that, who are you to know what I do? How do you know how much effort I put? He remained anonymous, and while remaining anonymous, he also he quickly looked to himself, found a way, and went back and corrected his mistake. And by correcting his mistake, he took full responsibility. He loaded the bag onto his own back, and then he took the food there, he served it himself. And the fifth thing we learn is, when we see someone in happiness, then we should also enjoy that happiness. It is a very low quality within a person that when we see others in happiness, we feel a form of jealousy, we feel hurt, we do not feel happy for them. Rather, we should always feel happy. And the final point is that the way Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained anonymous, we should also remain anonymous in doing our good deeds. Like was mentioned in one of the lessons of the days, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes ikhlas and likes every action to be done only for Him, not for show. So we need to bring this quality inside us, that we do not do things to gain praise, to gain people's good words or good thoughts. We do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will be blessings and barakah in there.